You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I made my Broadway debut on October 31st, Halloween of 2017. So I thought that was kind of cool, like a just a kind of cool coincidence that I made my Broadway debut on Halloween and a day where everybody wears costumes, so.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you haven't tried a free trial, go to the website, builtforthestage.com. You'll be on your way to 7 days working with your own Broadway fitness coach via an online app. Special thanks to the Broadway Podcast Network for producing this episode. We have yet again another exciting guest on the pod. We've been living in the land of Agrabah. We're going to keep that rolling here as we're doing this Aladdin takeover. So please welcome to the podcast, April Holloway. Hey, April.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Doing so well.
Awesome.
This is going to be a great interview because these kind of little pre-show hiccups that we've had are, you know, what makes us loosen up a bit, let our guard down, and just have a nice casual talk. So, this is our second or third go-around of it, but you're actually in the midst of some type of tornado watch or warning or something. What's going on up there in Jersey?
Yeah, I'm here in North Bergen, New Jersey, and we just got a little tornado warning. I don't know what's happening, but I'm just here riding it out, and yeah, just looking forward to chatting with you.
Cool, cool. Well, thanks for spending your Thursday night with us. It's a Thursday night, but usually our episodes come out on Monday morning, so if you're listening on a Monday morning, good morning. If not, good evening or afternoon, wherever you're at. Well, right now it's July 29th and we're about a month away from your rehearsal starting. Have you started to get a little bit of that itch of like, you know, oh, I should start doing XYZ to get ready? What's that been like as the rehearsal process is coming closer and closer?
A little bit of an itch, but I actually am feeling more calm as I get closer to the rehearsal process. I actually have been doing some long-term work physically and mentally, not on purpose, but I had a minor injury right before the shutdown that I was in the process of healing. So I was well enough that I was able to do the show 8 times a week, but I still needed some TLC and I still needed to go through that full process of physical therapy. So when we got word that Broadway was going to be down for a bit, I was like, I'm just going to rest my body because I'd been in the show for over 2 years at that point. So I just took the time to rest. And once I found that we weren't going to be going back to work for a while, I was like, let me just really take care of my body, get back into physical therapy and really commit to that and it's been great. It's been super transformative. I originally started doing the sessions over Zoom and then in person. And this is my first time having an injury or like having to go through the process of physical therapy, but it ended up being a blessing because it's just allowed me to really take care of my body in a way that I hadn't before. And so I've just kind of been doing that for a good chunk of the pandemic. So I've already been preparing in a way physically.
Yeah. How was that when you first were injured and you knew that you'd have to go through physical therapy and kind of take it easy? How was that mentally at first? Were you kind of reluctant to pump the brakes or, because I know it's, that can be tough for people to stop their normal routine.
Yeah, a little, there's a little bit of a hesitation to just take a moment for myself. But ultimately, I know that, you know, I got to take care of myself. So I was just like, I'm going to do what I need to do. And it just so happened that I was able to get that good chunk of rest that we're not always able to get as performers.
Yeah. Yeah. So during the pandemic, alongside of your physical therapy, has there been anything else that's just been kind of a blessing or something positive that's gone on for you during this prolonged time off?
So in addition to doing the PT, I also purchased a rowing machine. I really love to row. So that's also been, that's also accompanied my healing process. And, you know, some days I'm more motivated than others, but I just really love the rowing workout, and I accompany that with my physical therapy. So that's been cool in terms of accompanying my healing. But in terms of like clearing up my mental space, I've been able to just declutter my apartment and, you know, just out with the old, in with the new. And that's been super refreshing. All those things just come with time, you know, downtime.
Yeah.
And that's been the one kind of nice aspect of going through the pandemic.
All right, we're not going to hop off this rowing that quickly. We're going to go back to it right now. I myself am always like, I wish I had a rower or a few other, like a bike machine and things like that. So what's your favorite type of rowing workout? Do you like to just sit down and row forever? Do you like to do intervals? What's your favorite type of rowing workout that you've been doing?
Well, for now, I've kind of been taking it easy. I'm using it more as a warm-up. But I used to teach at a rowing studio. So, obviously in a full class format, you start out with a warm-up, you know, you move into like your core exercises and weight training and things like that. And then you're going to vary the intensities in that kind of environment. But I've pretty much just been kind of taking it easy on my body, using it as a warm up, incorporating other aspects of what a typical workout would be, and then also adding my physical therapy into that process.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love using everyone listening. You can kind of take this and run with it and try some new stuff on the rower. But I like using the seat, you know, on sliding on the erg to put your feet on in like a high plank.
Mm-hmm.
You can work some nice pike lifts or knee tucks, things like that for your core.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's the original new musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Okay.
Yeah,
I love
the planks and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. After this recording, I'm going to have to talk to you more about this because I just stumbled upon this. I didn't realize you were such a fitness guru, a fitness instructor. I'm excited about this.
We're getting there. I'm learning a lot on my journey.
What was your favorite part of being a fitness instructor, whether it was like the interaction with the people or the type of fitness training you were doing? What was some of the highlights of that?
I just really like the aspect of motivating people to move out of their comfort zone, or not even that. I just like to create a space for people to just feel good about themselves and have an opportunity to enhance their health in the process. That's my favorite part. Also, I really love to make playlists. And so I love the music aspect of a class when it comes to fitness. And so that just really gets me excited as well.
Okay. Do you have any public playlists floating around Spotify or anywhere that...
Not on Spotify, but I post them on my Instagram sometimes. And I make them for my dressing room as well. So,
okay, there we go.
Yeah, it's just something fun that I like to do.
Okay, wait. So if we're in the dressing rooms backstage for Aladdin, what's going to be playing on April's playlist?
Oh my gosh. it could really be anything. So it just depends on the day. So like if it's a Sunday, Saturday, I mean, I'm always going to go to R&B first, like R&B and maybe a little bit of hip hop. But yeah, it just depends on the mood. So like I was saying, if it's a Sunday or something like that, and it's the end of the week and it's like a brunch vibe, maybe it's just going to be like a cool, calm and collected kind of list, you know, like chill. If it's, you know, a Saturday night or Friday night, maybe it's going to be a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more energized, but,
okay.
Yeah, I like a variety of music. So I don't always necessarily just stick to one genre.
Sure. All right. Well, everyone that's listening will have, April's, IG handle in the description of this episode so that you can follow up on what music playlist she's listening to. It's April_R_Holloway, but you can just check that out in the description of the episode. Okay. I love me a good playlist, you know, as someone that's involved in fitness, I know that, you know, the music's important, but I also know that in the class setting, you can't please everyone, you know, How about everyone backstage? Are they approve? No one's giving you a hard time of like, oh, come on, not this one again, April.
Yeah, they approve.
All right. Well, with Aladdin coming up, what's one or two things that like you just love or thrive on with the show that, you know, is always a joy to have part of your day 8 times a week?
I got to say, just in general, the energy of my castmates is just really awesome. I always feel super supported by them and welcomed. And that's really that's my favorite part of the job. I mean, obviously I love what I do for a living, but just building that community with, you know, people who have the same love is really cool. And I'm looking forward to getting back to that and seeing everybody that I haven't seen in a year and a half.
Yeah. Dance really has been a part of your life since the beginning, right? You're from DC and, and you started dancing pretty early.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I grew up on dance, mostly like modern jazz and ballet, of course. You know, I took a little bit of tap here and there, and I've, you know, been introduced to all styles, you know, over the course of studying. So dance is like my foundation and my background.
Yeah.
And then I kind of got into musical theater in college. I went to Elon University, and they have a really well-known musical theater program there. But I majored in dance, and I also majored in exercise sports science because I thought I was gonna go into physical therapy. And then one of my friends kind of put me on to musicals. Like, I had grown up on musicals, like movie musicals and things like that, but I didn't realize you could major in it in school when I, you know, when I went to school. I got into musical theater, and the rest is kind of history. You know, started taking some voice light lessons and things like that, and just grew in that part of my artistry and, you know, just taking pieces with me as I go along.
When did you join the show? When did you start, Aladdin?
I made my Broadway debut on October 31st, Halloween of 2017. So I thought that was kind of cool, like a just a kind of cool coincidence that I made my Broadway debut on Halloween and a day where everybody wears costumes. So
yeah, did you show up to your Broadway debut in a costume?
Oh no. No. I just kind of mean that, like, the theatrical aspect of wearing tons of costumes in my show for a living. So it's just like a fun fact that I have. But yeah, Halloween 2017.
You're telling me no one from the show in your cast showed up to the theater with a costume on?
Oh, I think they did. Okay, but okay, I didn't. Okay. I had too many things on my brain. Yeah.
Got it.
They definitely had on, or they were going somewhere after and had costumes on, something like that.
Got it. Were you kind of, what is it called? Like the white noise, or when you can't really realize what's going on, or do you have memories from that opening night? Can you remember anything from that? Or not opening night, Broadway debut, excuse me.
Yeah. Kind of. I remember my loved ones who were there. I didn't really tell anyone beforehand. And so I guess I was having a conversation with one of my good friends the day of, and I like told her that I was making my Broadway debut, and she just came to the box office and got a ticket the day of. And that was really sweet and something that I really cherish from that day. But it was actually pretty chill. I definitely have, like, in those beginning stages, I've felt more comfortable with the show as it went on, obviously. So yeah, with my Broadway debut, I don't really think of it as just one specific memory on that first night that I performed. I more so think of it as like the collective of many memories that I've had in this one big experience over, you know, a couple of years or so. Because I just feel like I've been gifted with a lot of the Disney magic here and there in different places, or, you know, it's just been kind of like those sporadic instances of just like good things that have come with the experience of being a part of this show.
Yeah.
All right. And that'll do it with April Holloway. Thanks again to April for being on our episode today. Once again, if you want to try a free trial of Built for the Stage, go to builtforthestage.com or click the link in the description of this episode. Would love to meet you. Love to interact. Love for you to try out BFTS. Free, no gimmicks, no catch. Check it out. Thanks again to the Broadway Podcast Network. This is Joe Roscoe. We'll see you later.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.